The growing prevalence of social media among the young has meant much of their social and emotional development can be influenced by what's happening online. On one hand, the internet allows them to become better connected and more creative. On the other, it can be a forum for cyberbullying and privacy violations. How much time online is too much? UW-Madison pediatrician Megan Marino says no one knows.
If it leads to them not having other offline social connections, I think there's the potential for a problem there, but I think we're just beginning to understand what that really means. I mean, nobody has a sense that there's a magical time that if you're on Facebook 6 hours, you're fine, but if you're on Facebook 7 hours, you're going to end up horrible, because we just don't know.
Marino found that a health problem not often talked about in public is apparently quite common on Facebook among 200 college sophomores and juniors she studied. She'd heard that adolescents were revealing depression online. She wanted to find out if they had symptoms of clinical depression and to what extent.
Why are they putting it on Facebook, and are they getting positive feedback from that? Is Facebook already functioning as sort of a mini support group for kids? We don't know.
Marino says Facebook should not be used to formally diagnose depression, but may help indicate which young people need help. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.